Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio, Favor Life, with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton, where we go through the process of there. And the process of there is a faith process, a walk of faith, where we walk through everyday events, everyday situations, using the word that we have read, we have digested and applied to our life, and allowing the word that God has called us to for our destiny to manifest in our everyday life as he's shaping us, making us, proving us, refining us, to be the instruments of righteousness that will be not only a blessing to our own family, but to every race and every generation that we come in contact with, because we're going to show and demonstrate the love of God, the authority of God, and the favor of God. So we are looking at ordinary people in the Bible, seeing them as everyday human beings, not super Christians, but everyday human beings. And even though they lived in a different century, the same problems that they face, situations, are prevalent to us even now, because the Bible never changes. It's the answer yesterday, today, and forevermore, because it is God himself answering our situations, giving us examples, letting us understand him and his ways, but also showing us individuals in the Bible who trusted him, walked by faith, obeyed him, and even their everyday life, bad decisions, sometimes bad choices, God still proves himself, and he allows them to come out on top because he's spoken a word concerning them. We've been looking at the book of Exodus, and we've been looking at it as we see and know the authority and the power of God. And many of us are facing a Pharaoh, and will face a Pharaoh in our lives. And a Pharaoh is someone who, or a spirit that tries to command our demise, our destruction, our death. In the book of Exodus, Pharaoh always gave a command of death to the children of Israel. He commanded that the babies be thrown into the Nile, and he commanded that the children of Israel be destroyed. He gave commands even as they were waiting for their exodus. He gave commands to make life even harder for them. So Pharaoh always gave the command of your destruction, of your death. He gives the destruction of annihilation. So that spirit speaks to us, or tries to speak to our destiny, tries to kill and destroy what God has already spoken concerning us. But we know that that's a lie, because God has spoken a word concerning us, and he's commanding us to live, and not just live, but have life more abundantly in him and through him. And it doesn't matter what the enemy threatens, or how he even tried to exalt himself to be great in his own eyes, puffed up with pride, and to believe, make others believe that he cannot be defeated. The Pharaoh that the children of Israel faced felt that he was a god himself, and he felt as if he could not be defeated, and that there was no one greater than him. But God loves to prove. He laughs at our enemies who think that they're greater. He laughs at our enemy that says that they're going to defeat us. He laughs at our enemy that says that he's going to even refute the word of God. God laughs because he understands that he has all power, and everything that tries to come against his children and his word, he always tears down. So whatever Pharaoh you're facing in your life, look to the hills from which your help is coming, because God is coming to save, to deliver, and to set free. He's coming to answer, and he's coming to answer mightily. He did not just go into Pharaoh, to Pharaoh or the Egyptians, just saying, let them go. He came in demonstration and in power. He came to give back to them what they had sowed over the years, over the generations, to the children of Israel. Every plague that God gave them, he plagued them with what they'd done and had given and had sown to the children of Israel. When we see them be the plagues of boils, and they were covered from head to toe, and they found no rest, that's what they did to the children of Israel. They gave them no rest, no peace. They tormented them. They hard-pressed them, and they found no place where they could be at ease.
So God let them experience the same thing and became a bowl. Let their action and deeds become a bowl unto them. He allowed everything in their lives to be touched, even their money. When God affected their livestock, that was dealing with their money and their wealth, what they had stolen from the children of Israel, what they had taken and not given to them, God was now taking from them. And he was turning it around in the favor of the children of Israel. And it did not yet appear because they were still in the midst of God moving on their behalf. They were still in the midst of God doing mighty things and miraculous things. So to them, it did not appear that they were winning, but they were winning the whole time. And sometimes it may look like you're not winning because it doesn't look like the things are moving fast enough. But do not go ahead of God. Don't be impatient and don't give up. Stand on the word of God and see the salvation of the Lord in the land of the living. Watch him prove his word and demonstrate his power. The Egyptians, as even as Pharaoh's heart was grown harder and more stubborn and rebellion, and God allowed that because he wanted to totally destroy Pharaoh and his kingdom. He wanted to totally destroy, to let them know that he was God and that these were his people. Sometimes God will allow those things, those situations to look like they're stubborn and they will not move because he's doing something that you can't see. He's moving in a way that you don't know. But you have to trust that the same God that spoke the word and told you that you were victorious and told you that you were going to win and that you were coming out and that your breakthrough was here and that he's getting ready to open up a door for you and he's getting ready to show you favor and things are turning around. You have to believe that same God is working on your adversary. He's working on your enemies. He's working on what's before you. He's working against every obstacle, every hindrance. He's tearing things down and he's in the midst of it, allowing even some of your enemies to have the opportunity to repent. Because when you look at the children of Israel, they just didn't go out with themselves. They had some Egyptians who did leave and go and follow them. They did have some people who were not even Egyptians, but they were of other cultures who were there. And they themselves left with the Israelites as they went in, as they went out of Egypt. So sometimes God is giving even those who are around you the opportunity to change their mind and their heart about you and to be saved, to be transformed, to be set free, to be redeemed and delivered. So he's giving them the opportunity so that they will never say that they never got the chance to receive Jesus or to change their heart or see the demonstration of God's love in their life. He's giving them the opportunity. So we don't know all the time why God doesn't immediately go in. But we know that all things will work together for the good of them who are called according to the purpose and the plan of God. We know this. This is what we know. And the reason why we know this, that's the benefit of being in God. The purpose is that we will be transformed into the image of the Son. So God is using these situations, these light afflictions, these things that we endure. He's using these things to transform us into the image of his Son and the purpose of that transformation so that we can look like him, so that we grow in our salvation, that we grow in the knowledge of God, that we grow in maturity and we grow to become as he is. That we understand that the benefit is it's going to work for our good. No matter what it is, it's going to work for our good. God is going to use it for our good. So you don't have to worry about whether or not you're coming out of this. God is going to let you come out. Every Pharaoh is going to fall. Every Pharaoh that's come against you is going to fall. Every Egyptian spirit that comes to enslave you and steal life and steal time and steal energy and steal money and steal health from you is going to be destroyed off of your life. And you're going to see the demonstration of God's deliverance. And what tried to plague you will plague your enemy. And what came after you one way will flee seven ways. God is going to make sure that his name, his authority, his word for you outlasts, outlives, and is stronger and more mightier than anything. God is a strong tower. He is the place that we run. And he will make sure that we come out, as he says, victorious and not defeated. For he's already commanded us to be the head. He's already commanded us to be above. He's already commanded the blessings of his name on our life. And if God has blessed, who can refute? Who can annihilate? Who can stop or renounce the word of God concerning you, concerning what he's spoken concerning your life? If God said it, it will surely come to pass. If God be for you, who or what can be against you? Who's greater than God? I don't care how this Pharaoh has come against you and has made himself strong. There is no authority, no counsel, no kingdom greater than the kingdom of God, mightier than the kingdom of God, able to withstand and have power over the kingdom of God. Everything must submit to his authority. Everything must submit to God's authority. For everything that was made by God, by Jesus, was made for his purpose. Even the enemy was made for the purpose of God. God has to have an enemy to defeat, to show himself strong. He's got to have something that came against you that looks strong so he can show up and be stronger, to show you how good he is and how gracious he is. His grace for our lives is the inexhaustible goodness of who he is, the expression of who he is, that comes to show us the great goodness of him in our lives. These things are coming to make us strong, because if you never have a test, you're never, ever going to grow spiritually. You're never only going to extend and expand yourself in your faith walk and in your spiritual giftings. You'll never ever grow and mature. These things come to make us strong because they stretch us and they push us and they cause us to go in and seek after God hard and to know his mind and to his will and watch him walk us through so that we can cross over into the place of promise. No matter what it is, the enemy that came in against you, the word God told Israel, you'll see this enemy no more. And I'm telling you, I don't care what has come against you, you are not going to see this enemy. God is going to do away with this enemy. He's going to defeat this enemy, and he's going to do it in your face to show you that he's stronger than the adversary, to show you that he's faithful, to show you that he's well able to do exceedingly abundantly far above what you ask, think, or even imagine. I don't care who they are. Look at everyone that's ever come against the children of Israel. They've always been defeated. Same God then, same God now. Your enemy now is just not in the natural realm like it was with the children of Israel, a natural army. This is a spiritual army that is coming against you, a spiritual stronghold, because the weapons of our will are not carnal, but they're mighty through God. They're pulling down the stronghold. We do not fight in the flesh, but what we fight is in the spirit realm. And because we understand that we have a spiritual enemy who even operates in the earth, using those who belong to him, we still have authority over him, and God will work and defend us. His name will be greater than the enemy. So you have to understand that even though you're in this fight, you're still going to win. Same God that was with Israel, same God is with you. Same God that defeated their adversaries, same God will defeat yours. Same step on your behalf to do exceedingly great things for you, to open up your Red Sea, to let you cross over, to let you come out better, to let you come out with more, to add to you, to expand you, to grow you, to mature you, to give you more wisdom, more knowledge, more understanding. You're coming out of this thing better than what you started. You're coming out of this thing with more life, with more strength, with more authority, with a deeper praise, with a deeper worship. You're coming out of this thing looking like he said. You're coming out of this thing dressed like he said. You're coming out of this thing better. And that's what you have to understand. I'm at the end of this. Better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. I'm not looking like I did when I started. I'm looking better. And I'm looking better even though I've suffered and I've gone through and I've had to endure. When I finish, I'm still going to look better than when I started. I'm going to look greater in God than what I started, because he's increased me and he's added to me, and I've allowed him to shape me in the process that was for my good, in the process that was working for my good, in the process that let me see the goodness and the greatness of God, the authority of God against an adversary that says, I will not fall and I will not bend and I will not give up. Allow me to win. He's allowing you to win. Don't give up. Don't back down. Don't let go. You're at the end of this. You're at the end of it, and God is for you. I pray that you were encouraged and that you grab the word of faith and that you look up and see the goodness of God and watch and demonstrate his power. I hope you have been encouraged and empowered in this 15 minutes. We will see you tomorrow for Favored Life, where we go through the process of care. There. God bless you.